What do you mean you didn't sleep with him? You've been chasing his tail for 6 months. You got cold pussy at the last minute? Isaac stared in awe at his friend. Isaac, don't be crass. Baby Cakes, I'm always crass, and you love me for it. Clara giggled and bumped against him. I totally do. Her eyes were big and worshipful on his face. It was only a little creepy. Clara was human, so she didn't understand why she liked Isaac so much. Isaac had learned not to mind. It wasn't him. It was what he was, and he couldn't do anything about it, so he may as well enjoy the results. You going to tell me why you turned him down after weeks of flirting? Isaac adored contrary women. He didn't want his cock near them, of course, but he loved to talk about their sex lives. Mysterious alien creatures that they were. Clara rolled her eyes and looked cagey. Well, Isaac perked up. That meant there was something seriously wrong with the dude. All this time trying to get him into bed and what? Ooh, let me guess. He kisses like a dead fish? He's kinky in a bad way? Smells wrong? Okay, maybe not that last one. Humans didn't seem to care as much about smell as Isaac did. Clara laughed. Sugar, you have no idea. He's got this. She stopped in her tracks and mid-explanation and stood frozen on the busy sidewalk. Her big blue eyes were wide and staring at the club. They were across the street from Saucebox, the sacred space where Isaac and Clara practiced their nightly ritual of group counseling, liquid courage, and interpretive dance, otherwise known as bartending. Clara and Isaac were two of San Francisco's best and most popular bartenders.
It's not arrogance if it's the truth.
Clara was clearly distracted by something very shiny. Oh my heavens, would you look at the new bouncer? Isaac laughed. You going to put a hand to your head and faint? Land's sake! Clara always stepped up to play her part if given the right cue. Stop looking at me, honey child. Look at him. Does he bat for my team or yours? Oh, please, say he's straight. Isaac squinted across the street. Can't tell at this distance. Clara gave him an incredulous look. You're joking. You could stand on the top of the Empire State Building and ID every gay man in New York City. Isaac grinned at her. I'd sure try. With your spit. Can you think of a better gay litmus test? They wove their way through the mostly stopped traffic. Stopped not for the bouncer, but because it was San Francisco. Such ruthless jaywalking made Isaac feel like he belonged in the city. Holy shit. Isaac finally got a good look at the bouncer of questionable sexual orientation. We are in so much trouble.
I know, right?
Isaac had been against the idea from the start. Having a mingle with shifters event at Saucebox might prove profitable, but it was asking for trouble, especially for him. Adding a bouncer who looked like that into the mix? Insanity. That's what our boss thought would work to tame shifters? Is he crazy? Isaac shook his head. He'll put most of them into heat. Clara glanced at him wide-eyed. Oh, you think that's how it works, do you, human boy? No, but the way some of them behave around specimens like that. Isaac let himself trail off suggestively.
Or specimens like you.
It'll be 10 times worse around that mountain demigod come down from Olympus to bean us with his laurels. Isaac tried to collect his scattered thoughts. It was going to be one hell of a long shift. Their usual guy, Oscar, was also on the door. Oscar was a big, friendly black dude, darker than Isaac, but still apt to engage in those weird bonding things that humans did around race and gender. Isaac had learned, if not to appreciate it, at least to participate. Oscar wasn't gay, but apparently within the confines of coworker status, that wasn't as big a deal as it might have been under other social situations. They were both dudes, they were both black, they were both in San Francisco working for the same club. Thus, bonding.